At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Lance from Graham is. Lance, are you there?
I'm here and I'm ready.
He is ready, Steve. So that means you got to get yourself out of here, man.
Bye-bye.
Been hanging around. For those playing at home, Lance has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
SEA is the code for which airport?
Seattle.
Yes. James Hetfield is the lead singer of what rock band?
Metallica.
Yes. How many states have 4-letter names?
4.
No.
5.
No.
3.
Yes. What do the angles of a square add up to?
360.
Correct. What superhero uses the cosmic treadmill for time travel?
Cosmic treadmill? I don't know. Pass.
What is the common name of the citrus fruit known as citrus paradisi?
A lime?
No.
A lemon.
No.
An orange.
No. How many toes does a pig have on each foot?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Yes. Who does Joe Dirt search for in the movie of the same name?
I don't remember. Past.
In what decade was the voting age lowered to 18 in the U.S.?
70s?
Yes. Same name as a popular beer. What is the name of the sun's outermost atmosphere?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 you got correct. Lance, 6.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hey, that's not terrible. Here comes Steve Migs. That's a song.
I know. I liked it.
Yeah. Steve, welcome back.
Hello.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. SEA is the code for which airport?
Seattle, SeaTac.
Yes. James Hetfield is the lead singer of what rock band?
Yeah. Metallica.
Yes. How many states have 4-letter names?
4.
No.
2?
No.
1.
No.
3.
Yes.
Damn it.
What did the angles of a square add up to?
Oh, 180?
No.
360?
Yes. What superhero uses the cosmic treadmill for time travel?
Cosmic treadmill for time. Superhero? Doctor Who?
No.
Cosmic time. I don't know. Daredevil?
No.
The Flash?
You do know. What is the more common name of the citrus fruit known as citrus paradisi?
Vitamin C?
No.
Citrus fruit, citrus paradisi. Guava?
No.
Satsumas?
No. How many toes does a pig have on each foot?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. Who does Joe Dirt search for in the movie of the same name?
His parents.
Yes. In what decade was the voting age lowered to 18 in the U.S.?
What decade? 70s.
Yes. Oh. Same name as a popular beer. What is the name of the sun's outermost atmosphere?
Schlitz.
No.
Wow.
No.
Oh, man.
Steve, you
I
got...
just saw an opportunity to say Schlitz.
You got 7 correct, and that is a win. Wow. 7-6. Sorry, Lance.
That's all right. I don't give a Schlitz.
I don't give a Schlitz either.
Lance did know that four-letter states, there are only 3 of them. The more common name for Citrus Paradisi is grapefruit.
Grapefruit, okay.
And the popular beer that shares a name with the sun's outermost atmosphere.
Come on, Steve.
What is it, Danny?
Corona.
Oh.
The Daily Mig Show.
Migs, are you telling me that for maybe the first time ever in the world, that iPhone might have a feature that Android hasn't had for years?
I could be wrong, but I'm feeling pretty certain about this one, and it's naughty.
Okay, we're going to find out what that is after Pearl Jam.
Pass me the Schlitz, please.
Migs, Danny, every time your iPhones do a stupid little software update, it seems like you guys come in and you're like, oh my God, look at this cool new feature that the iPhone has.
I'm sensing a little sarcasm from you over there.
And I'm like, yo, the Android's been doing that for years.
I know. Well, like, did you notice that we could do like a magnifying glass or whatever it is? And this is cool, Danny. You're like, hell yeah, this is awesome. We could do this now. You're like, yeah, I've had that for 4 years.
Welcome to the future, boys.
But I think I might have found something that Androids do not do, and iPhones might be ahead of the curve.
Do tell.
All right. First, quick question for you. I don't mean to get personal, but have you ever engaged in adult conversations on your cell phone?
Oh, sure.
How about like video, cyber, any of that?
You've got a little, there, you know, when we're apart for more than a few days.
You've got a little naughty on the cell phone.
Sure.
Well, iPhone right now, potentially, there's a rumor that their next update, which is iOS 26. I think I'm on iOS 16, so I have 10 more updates to do before I get there. It's going to have a feature that will detect if you're having phone sex over FaceTime.
That seems a little intrusive.
I know some people are like, wait a second, are they watching? Or is it? I think yes. It's like a bot thing. So you don't have this on Android?
Not that I'm aware of.
So what it'll do, apparently, if this is true, it'll pause your camera and then there'll be a warning screen that will pop up saying audio and video is being paused because it may be showing something sensitive.
So what all does it consider to be sensitive?
And it says if you feel uncomfortable, you should end the call. So maybe they're able to like detect body parts.
Like a male nipple?
I was thinking something else from a male, but maybe a female hoosie-watsie. And then it'll let you know, like, do you want to resume the audio or do you want to end the call? Which I'm like,
resume.
Nobody's in that situation accidentally. It's like, oh, I tripped, fell, my pants fell down, and I called my girlfriend. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's not usually how it works out, but it's like a security feature.
Wow.
Apple hasn't commented on it just yet. It's just a rumor for now, but so that's not happening with Android?
I mean, not that I've noticed.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a moment where you wish there was a feature like that because, well, maybe like the naughty conversation kind of backfired on you?
Gosh, no. No.
No.
My naughty conversations are always perfectly wrapped up.
So this is in my 20s was a wild time.
Yeah, sure.
Especially when I was working at the end. I was single in my 20s. Like this was like, it was like the station was very popular. And like there were some times where I was having some rather interesting conversations with some listeners.
Oh, my God.
So I used to host the like an hour by myself. After we do the morning show, and sometimes there was this one girl that would call in all the time, and we would just have some spirited conversations. Again, I was in my 20s. This is stupid. And I remember it kind of backfired, although I don't think there'll ever be a phone app to be able to help me with this, because then we had one of our big concerts, Enfest. And the way it was all set up was, Enfest was set up so we were perched over the entire Kitsap County Fairgrounds. And we're broadcasting, so everyone can see us. It was very cool. And we could see all the bands. And all of a sudden, one of the people I was working with was like, Steve, there's this girl that wants to say hi to you. I'm like, oh, I'm in the middle of doing something. Can she wait? Yeah. And then like, hey, she's still waiting. She wants to say hi to you. So I look down, and I didn't know her because we never saw each other. Like, this was just a phone call conversation. Well, let's just say what she described herself as was not at all what she actually was.
No.
At all. And I'm like, who is this? And she's like, it's me. It's Cindy. And I'm like, And I'm like, shoot, this is...
Kill the music.
And I heard to tell my buddy, I'm like, all right, I'm real busy right now. I'll be down late. I ended up staying up at the thing. the entire time because I was so like.
Did you have access to a bathroom up there?
No.
You're just holding it because of Cindy. Creepy Cindy?
Yes. I was like, that was a valuable lesson that I'm like, I should never, ever, ever have these conversations with people sight unseen.
Oh, boy.
Oh, look, we got a text message that actually is pretty great about this thing. This was back when we had landlines. I thought I was home alone and talking dirty to my boyfriend at the time, and I didn't hear my dad come home.
Mm.
He must have heard me making sounds, or I must, yeah, and then I heard a confused, hey, kiddo, come out of his voice. He picked up the phone on the other end. We never spoke about it again.
That would be mortifying.
Could you imagine you're in the middle of it and all? Because you remember with landlines, like anyone could pick up the phone and say, "What's up?"
Be like, "I'm busy."
There you are.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, Britt Floyd at Marymore Park on July 23rd is in your future, and they're going to be celebrating 50 years of "Wish You Were Here" that day. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Britt Floyd at Marymore Park on July 23rd, and they are celebrating 50 years of the iconic Pink Floyd album, Wish You Were Here. Say good morning to our contestant. It is Dirk from Tacoma. What's up, Dirk?
What's happening?
We're going to spin this wheel, my friend, and see if you are playing with me or Migsy.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be me? It is Taryn Daly, so it's you and T-Dog, Dirk.
Word.
All right, Dirk, here is your clip.
Yeah.
Do you need some help or do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I know the rock band. It sounds like there might be a rap band in there with them.
Accurate.
Is okay, then it's, does it just have to do with walking?
Yes.
Yeah. And they wear Adidas and the other guy has a scarf, right?
Yes.
You know it.
Yeah. Aerosmith, Run DMC, Walk This Way.
Nice.
I'll be honest, like, I love the Aerosmith version. And when Steven Tyler went out there during the Ozzy show and did this, I was like, that's so awesome. But there was a part of me that was hoping that the surviving members of Run DMC would follow him out.
That would have been great.
I love this version.
He sounded really good. I was
totally.
Steven Tyler sounded so good there. I was flabbergasted.
Especially when there were so many reports about him struggling with his voice. Granted, he did three songs, which is a lot different than doing, like, you know, 15.
A tour?
Yeah. But,
sure.
But man, yeah. I was smiling from ear to ear watching him sing. I thought he sounded great as well.
I've heard it's armpit sweat that really helps his vocal cords.
You rub your armpit and then you apply it to your throat. It's like a lozenge.
Dirk, you did well. Now it's my turn. Danny, let's hear the clip. I can't make it down.
I can't make it down. Oh, it's like rap day here.
It is. It's, House of Pain, yeah. Jump Around.
Yeah.
Jump Around. Congratulations, Dirk. You're going to go see Britt Floyd at Marymore Park. They're going to be doing all the hip-hop covers of Pink Floyd's iconic Was Your... No, I'm just kidding. Just regular. That's going to be so great.
Beautiful. Welcome to the Machine. Sound great on an 808.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be pretty awesome. Drop the beat, baby.
The Daily Mix Show. If there has been something this morning that we have talked about that you would like to talk with us about, call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Guns N' Roses. We've been having a lot of fun this morning. We've got some great texts and calls that have come through that we have not yet had a chance to chat with everybody about, but the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so go ahead and call up if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number. Now, you may have been just listening to Hook or Shook, where Dirk was our big winner.
Yes.
And Dirk stuck around on the phone with us to talk a little bit about the Aussie Black Sabbath Back to the Beginning show from over the weekend. Dirk, let's hear it.
Oh, so I was sitting around cruising YouTube looking on DIY stuff, and my algorithm finds me good stuff. So a tool, it's a new tool 5 hours ago, thing came up, and I was surprised to see it was a Pro Shot Tool concert.
Yeah.
And I've heard before, you know, maybe you guys or somewhere, I heard them in the ether talking about the Black Sabbath tribute last final show. And then when they busted out Hand of Doom for their second song, I kind of clicked all together. And I mean, the Tool was amazing, you know, and it was live Pro Shot in the daylight, you know, it was. And then I saw all the other stuff. Then I kept seeing Back to the Beginning Slayer, Back to the Beginning Pantera, Back to the Beginning Lamb of God.
I'm glad a lot of those things right now are still living on YouTube. I know eventually either get pulled down or because people keep popping them up, but the stuff from the stream, because I feel like everyone should check it out if you're a fan of rock. And the Lamb of God performance, I thought not only were their actual, like, the Lamb of God songs great, but their cover was, I think it was Children of the Grave, if I remember correctly. It was amazing.
I think so. Yeah.
And I love
just all of it was just phenomenal.
Also,
and
Gojira,
and they brought out, I mean, Jakey Lee. Yep. They had Guns N' Roses did a set. It was good to see Duff up there, I'll say, for the Guns N' Roses set.
I think everything but Axl was very, it was worth talking. The new drummer was phenomenal behind the kid, I thought, as well. And Axl, his voice wasn't all there, but I'm willing to give it a pass because it was just a cool day of music and a great celebration of Ozzy and his life.
Yeah.
And that kid Youngblood came out, and I'd never heard of him, and now I'm, you know, going and checking out some of his other stuff. And he's what a voice. I think he did Changes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right on, Dirk. Thank you so much.
All right, we got a text message at 206-803-ROCK. It says, hey, Migs, can you please play that call to your parents once again? That was hilarious. So earlier this morning, we were talking about the coolest phone call you've ever received or had to give because Brian Wu from the Mariners had to call his parents, to tell him that he's now been invited to be in the All-Star game, which was very exciting, and it was cool to hear his parents freak out. So it made me think about the time I called my parents with my wife to let them know that we were going to have our baby, Tatum, who's now 5, but this was, of course, over 5 years ago, and we were going to let them know. And rather quickly, you'll hear how this just completely deviates from, hey, that's awesome, you're having a kid, to, hey, let's talk about your dad and how he has a thing for hot girls and plays. And this is how it sounded.
Hello?
Hey, Mama.
What's going on there?
Also weird to hear, listen to this back because my dad's no longer with us and neither is Lulu, our pup. So it's crazy to think that the three of the people that we were talking to in this situation, sadly, are no longer around, but it's cool that I have this now to live forever.
Okay, everything good?
We have some good news to share with you guys.
Oh, Oh, tell us.
You guys are going to be grandparents.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, we're so happy. I give praying the same food and all and hoping things work out good. I know I didn't want to ask you. That's such good news. Oh, my goodness. So we went to go see Cher.
Yeah, how was that?
Danny even remarked on it earlier saying how dejected I sounded at that moment.
Yeah, how was that?
So great.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good.
The songs are great. You know,
the costumes.
The costumes were, phenomenal. Dad, he likes to watch Pretty Girls Today at making.
Again, my wife is also on the phone with us, just listening to my dad go.
Loving it.
Go from, hey, congrats having a kid. And that only lasted 30 seconds. And let's talk now about how your dad has a thing for half-naked women at plays.
What did Dad say?
He said he likes to watch girls half-naked.
Yeah. And Mom said such like, she's like, yeah, Dad likes the hoots.
You know how he is.
How do you like that? That's what Daddy said. But it was a good show. The only thing...
The storyline.
I enjoyed Mean Girls better. Okay, we'll talk to you on the weekend.
Okay.
Hugs and kisses. That's great news.
So amazing. What wonderful news to share.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are all teamed up with Mary's Place once again on Kicks for Kids. This year, we need your help. Big time, because we want to put 400 pairs of sneakers on local children in need. You can make your donation right now by heading over to KISW.com. The Seattle Kraken social media is at it again. They asked some of the new players during development camp if they know what a Seattle dog is.
Do you?
I do.
What is it?
Well, I mean, the way that I do it is you have your hot dog and then you put cream cheese and onions on it.
What about jalapenos?
Is that a necessity?
I think as long as there's cream cheese, I think then everything else kind of has, everybody's got their own interpretation. But the one I know is it's cream cheese, it's the onions, it's jalapenos. And I think some people even throw a little sauerkraut on there as well.
Oh, I'd do that for sure.
Yeah, you look very excited. Mm. So you want to hear what these kids, a lot of these kids won't even know who they are. They're younger dudes that are just here just to kind of get a little bit of their feet wet when it comes to training with NHL players.
Of course.
All right, here we go.
Seattle dog. Maybe some fish, like some kind of fish.
That's not a bad guess.
I don't know if I want fish on my dog, though.
A little salmon? No? Some spicy tuna?
I got no idea. Maybe something like the Chicago style, like a pickle, onions.
Like a leash?
More. He thought they were talking about a Seattle, like...
Oh, my God, like an animal?
Like a pet.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a great person. I didn't explain it to him.
More like a hot dog.
Oh. Okay. I don't know, like mustard, relish, ketchup kind of thing, or what?
No, actually a leash. Just put a leash on there. And then one of the guys, he told him what it was, and he was trying to act like as if he knew now when the other players were trying to figure it out. So here's that moment when they talk about what is actually on a Seattle dog.
Seattle dog?
Yeah, you've never heard of that?
No.
You serious?
No.
Grant, he just found out about it like 2 minutes before he was clowning on these guys for not knowing.
Cream cheese and jalapenos.
Would you try it?
No, it's disgusting.
Okay.
Cream cheese.
I think I can get behind that.
Doesn't sound too bad.
I don't know if that's me or not, but I'll try it.
These kids don't even know that one Seattle dog will change your life.
Damn, dude, I remember that first. I'll never forget the first time I had a Seattle dog. And you're absolutely right. It did change my life.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
Earlier this morning, we chatted with Gage, who is the 13-year-old boy who absolutely is a hero. He saved an 11-year-old from drowning in Everett. His story is incredible. And you'll hear what he said during the Daily Mix download after Green Day.
Like a leash?
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. The Mariners, they lost yesterday 9-6 to the New York Yankees. They're back at it again, I think 4 o'clock. So hopefully they can end this series with at least one win.
Yeah, let's go Mariners. There's an 11-year-old boy in critical but stable condition after he nearly drowned at Silver Lake up in Everett. But a 13-year-old boy named Gage Bryant is the absolute hero in the story. He swam underwater and rescued him. We had the chance to chat with Gage earlier this morning, and this is what he said happened.
I was hanging out with my little cousin, and we were just kind of like swimming around doing stupid things, belly flops, front flips, stuff like that. This lady, she was watching her children. She was watching some other children, making sure nothing was going to go like wrong. She said that he fell into the water and she thought he was diving, and he didn't come up for a while. And she came over and she was trying to tell people, nobody was listening to her. But she told me. And I was like, are you sure I can go check? She's like, yeah, please go check. So I went under and I checked, and I didn't see him. And I didn't have goggles. It was murky in the water, so I couldn't really see anything whatsoever. And it clicked in my head. I was like, okay, so either there's nothing under the water or he's under there right now at this moment. So I asked somebody for their goggles, and they started swimming towards, but they weren't moving, like, too quick. So somebody was able to, like, she handed the goggles to another person. They passed them on to me, and I dove into the water, and I saw him. I knew where to look because I could see the blob whenever I didn't have goggles on. So I was able to find him, like, basically immediately.
The entire story is just incredible, and he even said it's kind of like an outer body experience for him. And if you want to hear the full interview with Gage, the full conversation, which was just... It was insane just to hear his accounts of what happened. It's good. The Daily Migs Daily Podcast on the Odyssey app. You could hear the entire thing.
Bravest kid ever.
And we ended up, he's a big Linkin Park fan. He was wearing a Linkin Park shirt while being interviewed on King 5. So we made sure to get him a pair of tickets. So when they come to town, which will be right after his 14th birthday, woo, he'll get to see Linkin Park.
Nice.
Dude, yeah, what a good kid. As far as weather, 73 degrees is going to be our high. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.